Okay, 704.
Authorize city fleet to purchase replacement police vehicles at $2,332,375.
Come on up, team. John, you on first?
All right. Good morning, Mayor and Council. My name is John Hunt. I'm the city fleet manager. And the item before you, the ordinance before you today, is for the replacement of 80 police patrol vehicles that are at the end of their economic life cycles. And to determine the end of a vehicle's life cycle, we look at age, mileage, and we do a mechanical assessment. And in addition to that, we have a point system that looks at age, mileage, reliability points, severity of service, and the overall repair cost. And a replacement criteria is really set to produce the lowest life cycle cost possible for that asset. And we're looking for where that increased cost of operation meets the declining value of the asset. The funds are available in the City Fleet Replacement Fund for the purchase. And also would want to mention that with me today is Assistant Chief Krebs and Officer John Gaddis, and they want to speak to why they need police patrol vehicles. And most noteworthy, with new technology and new cars that are built, there's different styles, either sedan or more of a utility type vehicle. So I'll pass the mic over to AC Krebs.
Yeah. I'm Mike Krebs, Assistant Chief in charge of services at the Portland Police Bureau. And this is a lot of money. It's $2.3 million, and I take that very seriously. The taxpayers expect us to use our funds properly. And we've done a lot of research to find out what is the best vehicle, patrol vehicle, for our officers to ride around in each day. They ride that vehicle for 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, and it becomes kind of like their desk and their chair, and that's what they do day in and day out. And as we're looking at it, the things we look for are, is this vehicle, is it safe, which we think that it is? Is it large enough to hold a computer, a radio, and two large police officers? Riding around in a police car with two officers that are over 200 pounds and tall, you got to have a vehicle that can hold that. We also look for a vehicle that can hold our storage. We have a lot of things we store. We have flares, we have cones, we have tape, crime scene tape. We have first aid kits. We have water we carry around. We have a lot of things we have to carry, and this interceptor utility will help do that. We also look at the wear and tear of the officers. We oftentimes find that getting out of the car is a commonplace for police officers, and a height that allows them not to have to bend over too much time after time after time is lowers the wear and tear on their bodies as they get in and out of the vehicles. We also look at keys. It's important to, we have a lot of keys that go out. It seemed kind of small, but the utility vehicle, the one we're looking for, there's no chip in the key. It allows us to make our own keys, which is it lowers the cost, because a key with a chip may cost you $100 or $75. And we like to have we also have a key that allows, any key will fit any certain vehicle. So there's, if we have to move it in an emergency situation, the key that I have will move your car. And so it's a way for us to make sure that we're able to be, fluid in emergency situations. It also has all-wheel drive, and our inclement weather, we have weather that goes from, 1 minute it could be raining, next minute it's snowing, next minute it's dry, and this has all-wheel drive, which allow the officers to respond in almost any conditions. It also has a little higher profile, and it allows us to be seen a little more. Oftentimes the sedans are a little lower, and they sometimes get lost in traffic. And one of the important things as a police bureau is to be seen. That's one of our tenants of community policing, is to be seen and be available. And I think this car, however slight, it will allow us to be seen a little bit more. It also is going to have backup cameras. We have a lot of accidents where officers are backing. There will be cameras in there, so when they're backing up, we hope will help reduce accidents. And so I know we're going from a sedan to more of a utility vehicle. I know there's some optics there. But, as we look at it, this vehicle was designed specifically for police. And I believe it meets our needs, and I come here and ask that you approve this. This is, at least for me, it's a big deal. I want to give the officers something. So at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of February, when I'm sound asleep, they're going to know that they have a vehicle that will help meet their needs and help them get the job done. So I ask for your approval.
I was going to say, I was initially fairly skeptical about this move to more of an SUV type, but it really is sort of a crossover wagon But having looked at the vehicle and walked through these issues with the team here, Officer Gaddis and Mr. Hunt, and Assistant Chief Krebs, I'm persuaded I think this is the right platform. The fact that they're all-wheel drive, you know, is having owned a Subaru for a while. This isn't a Subaru, it's a Ford, but a similar vehicle. You know, every now and then, it makes a difference. And then just the amount of things that we want our officers to carry. I've been on enough ride-alongs to see what people try to fit in the trunk. So this makes sense to me.
I had similar questions, as did my staff, and I really appreciate all of your responding to us. I agree that it does make sense.
Other questions?
I was going to say, I appreciate your comment about the equipment, Mayor, because Chief Krebs, listening to your testimony, I was just going to ask, why can't we just hire shorter officers? The equipment issue is something else.
I'll work on that, sir. We were that close to hiring a guy that was 7'4", and we were concerned about where he would drive his vehicle. He didn't get hired yet, but it's a possibility.
You don't have height discrimination. My son who's 6'5", I'm very, very noticing these things.
Yeah.
As you get more women, you won't have quite so many folks who are quite so big.
There are some tall women in the police bureau, though. Are there not? Or occasionally in the police bureau. All right. Thank you very much, team. Anyone signed up on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay. Then this will pass to second reading, and we appreciate you putting together a good package for us.
Okay.
Look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing these vehicles out there. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Hi.